one. All right. Good afternoon and welcome. This is... Good morning. I usually don't like all that boisterousness from the crowd, but today we'll allow it for obvious reasons. This is the December 12th, 2022 meeting to accept the election results and swear in the newly elected Commissioner Laura Dominguez. At this time, before we actually begin any of the parts of the meeting, I'd ask the city clerk to please provide the Zoom information, but with the caveat that there won't be participation on Zoom today. So if you have that in your, you don't have to read it.
Thank you, sir. During the hybrid commission meeting, the city commission is physically present in the commission chamber at Miami Beach City Hall. The public is encouraged to attend the meeting virtually. However, members of the public who wish to attend the meeting in person may appear at the commission chamber. To view the commission meeting virtually, the public may join the meeting by visiting the Zoom app on their smart device or on the web at zoom.us. By telephone, they could also call 301-715-8592 or toll-free 888-475-4499. The webinar ID is 813-928-57671. Again, 813-928-57671.
So welcome to the swearing-in of our new Commissioner, Laura Dominguez. Thank you all for coming, to the family, to the friends, to supporters, to future supporters. Thank you all for coming. I'd like to acknowledge we've got Commissioner Higgins here, right there. She's our commissioner, one of two we have on Miami Beach, so thank you for coming. See, former Commissioner Michael Gengor is here. And so with that, what I'm going to do is we're going to begin the presentation. And the first thing I need to tell you is we're going to go from our honor guard through an inspirational message, and we're going to be standing the entire time. So if you're able to stand for that period of time, I'd ask you to. If not, that's fine also. So at this time, I'd ask everybody to rise, and I'd ask our honor guard to please present colors. I would ask George Dominguez to please come forward and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Yep.
Good morning. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now please remain standing. I'd ask at this time Ms. Epps to please come forward and regale us with good morning. Sure.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber ways of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above a fruited plain. America, America, God shed its grace on thee and crown thy good with brother and sisterhood from sea to shining sea.
All right. This time I'd ask Father Sid to please give us an inspirational message before we begin our oaths of office.
Let us pray. God of mercy and love, we pray today for your daughter, Laura, that you may bestow upon her abundant graces. Indeed, we pray for her, for all commissioners, for the mayor, that growing in the human virtues, they may govern with prudence, honesty, integrity, and justice, contributing to the common good of our city and of our citizens, and thus hastening the day of the full manifestation of your kingdom of justice, love, peace, and truth. We ask this in your most holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father Sid. And at this time, I'd ask the honor guard from both our fire and police department to please retire the colors.
Detail, right. Four, arm. Five, 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 five.
All right. Now you can be seated. Thank you. All right, at this time I will recognize a motion from Commissioner Fernandez.
Mr. Mayor, this time I'd like to make a motion adopting the certification of the results of the December 6, 2022 runoff election and declaring Laura Dominguez elected as a Group 2 Miami Beach City Commissioner. All right.
Commissioner Fernandez, having moved R7A, and we'll move to R9A in a second. We'll second it and show it approved unanimously by every member of the six members of this commission. At this time, therefore, we find the election certified. And we'll now move, Commissioner Fernandez moves R9A, the administration of oath, to the office of commissioner in Group 2, Laura Dominguez.
So moved.
And show that seconded and as well unanimously passed. In a moment, we're going to administer the oath. Let me just briefly say congratulations. And you're going to come up there, and then you're going to never sit there again. You're going to get to sit right over here. Maybe you'll like that seat more. I don't know. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, this is always a very special moment for anyone who runs. Their family, their friends are here. And it's really extraordinary because it's not simply the end of the campaign season, but the beginning of actual governance, which is really why people start this. And you've really approached this with a servant's heart, Laura, so we're really excited to have you up here. And this is especially poignant because you'll obviously be assuming the seat of someone we really loved, and I know how special that is to you, so that's even more poignant. So with that, I am going to ask we are going to have Marissa Altman-Glatzer will be administering the oath of office to Ms. Dominguez. So you guys come up here. Yeah, PJ, help them set up there so we... And take your time. When I did this, at the time my 97-year-old father stood there with me, and that's a picture I cherish to this day.
Good morning, everyone. I've had the privilege of being one of Laura's dear friends for the past 20 years. And in those 20 years, we have seen every single obstacle that life can throw at you, whether it be the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. And one thing that has struck me over this 20 years of friendship is the absolute resiliency, poise, and grace with which Laura has handled every single one of them. And I think that everyone in this room right now here to celebrate Laura has seen the way that she threw her heart and soul into running this campaign, has seen the way that she has taken care to consider every single decision that she's had to make while running that campaign, and that same care and consideration will apply to every single decision that she makes on behalf of the residents of Miami Beach. Miami Beach, you made an excellent choice, and with that, I will administer your oath of office. I, state your name.
I, Laura Dominguez.
A citizen of the state of Florida.
A citizen of the state of Florida.
And of the United States of America.
And of the United States of America.
And being an officer of the city of Miami Beach.
And being an officer of the city of Miami Beach.
And a recipient of public funds as such officer.
And a recipient of public funds as such officer.
Do hereby solemnly swear or affirm.
Do hereby solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the state of Florida.
And the state of Florida.
And that I will faithfully perform the duties of the office of city commissioner.
And that I will faithfully perform the duties of the office of city commissioner.
Group two.
Group two.
Of the city of Miami Beach.
Of the city of Miami Beach.
For which I have been elected.
For which I have been elected.
Congratulations, Laura.
We have the oath of civility now. No, we have the oath of civility. Guys, don't we have the oath of civility? Doesn't that stay here?
Yeah.
Bring it back. Commissioner Gongora, come on up. Former Commissioner Michael Gongora will be administering the oath of civility to Laura at this time.
Everyone's excited to get you on the dais, Laura. I'm excited to be here today, and I'm excited for the city of Miami Beach to have somebody of your caliber elected to represent us. And briefly, while I thought of you this morning, I thought of one of my favorite superhero movies, actually, which is Spider-Man. And the line, you know, about with great power comes great responsibility. And while you may not have woken up bit by a radioactive spider, you have been entrusted by the city to oversee a budget that's now over $800 million, be responsible for our laws, hiring of key personnel, and I can't think of a better person than you. I'm honored to have you as a friend. Yes. And I'm excited to have you as a City of Miami Beach Commissioner. So repeat after me. I, Laura Dominguez. To my colleagues. Oh, yeah, you're supposed to raise your right hand, sorry. To my colleagues, I think I know this by now.
To my colleagues.
And to all those I represent and serve.
And to all those I represent and serve.
Pledge fairness, integrity, and civility.
Pledge fairness, integrity, and civility.
In all actions taken.
In all actions taken.
And all communications made by me as a public servant.
And all communications made by me as a public servant.
Congratulations.
All right. Laura, now you come up here. All right. There will be an empty seat now in the audience as Laura comes up to take her seat up here. I will recognize Commissioner Dominguez to make a few remarks.
Testing. I am so honored to have been elected to fill Mark Samulin's seat on the commission. His legacy of residents first leadership are an inspiration and very big shoes to fill. I intend to be a unifier and a voice for good government. I'm proud also to join Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez as a second woman on the commission. I love this great city, and I vow to give you my best each and every day. To all of my opponents in the general and runoff election, you are all remarkable people. It's so difficult to be a candidate and put yourself out there and work hard, and you all did great, so thank you. I would also like to thank my family, my parents, my dad's watching from home, George, and my mom, Alina, my brother, George, and his wife, Lonnie, and my nephew and niece, Javier and Carolina. They were my biggest cheerleaders during the most difficult time, and I'm forever grateful. And to my dear friends, Jill Potash, Marissa Altman-Glatzer, Melanie Schoninger, Deborah Sternberg, Yosemar Martinez, your friendship and support during the most unthinkable time has been amazing and really touched me. Thank you. To former Commissioner Michael Gongora, thank you for your friendship and support throughout. You did so much to help me, from knocking on doors, making phone calls, taking meetings. You and Alberto were such a great support system, and I'm very thankful and grateful for your friendship. Commissioner Kristen Rosen Gonzalez, you worked so hard for me. Thank you so much. You were behind me from the beginning, and you offered me encouragement every step of the way. Bernie was amazing. Cafe Bernie wearing my shirts and rooting me on was one of the highlights, so thank you. Commissioner Alex Fernandez, thank you for putting yourself out there to help me, especially during the most grueling time, which was the runoff. You and Robert were there for me. Thank you so much. To City Manager Alina Hudak, Deputy Manager Eric Carpenter, City Attorney Rafael Paz, City Clerk Rafael Granado, thank you all for taking my calls, accepting meetings, answering my questions, whether it was elections or a resident concern because an emergency came up. You guys were always there. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to working with you. To Sunny Weber, I know you're in here because I saw you. Thank you. You joined my campaign during the early voting in the general election, and you were there for me in the runoff. You worked tirelessly, and you helped me get it over the finish line. I'm very grateful for you. Thank you to former elected officials that were also helpful. Your insight, your background, the information that you helped provide really helped me run a strong campaign, and I appreciate the time that you gave me. Maddie Bauer, Nancy Liebman, Dee Dee Whitehorn, Saul Gross, Jose Smith, Joe Geller, and Xavier Suarez. I also had so many community leaders that were rallying behind me and helping me every minute of every day. I could not have done this without your support. And I'll name just a few. Some of these folks came knocking on doors with me, made phone calls, held meetings, had meet and greets. You went above and beyond, and I appreciate your friendship. Wendy and Gary Rugg, Jessica Londano, Elsa Urquiza, Carla Probus, Jonas Myers, Yvette Taché, Monica Mateo Salinas, Joe and Nick Manning, Bruce Backman, Gail Durham, Tim Carr, Liliana Martinez, Gilberto Fardales, Lynette Long, Claire McCord, Joe Saunders, Orlando Gonzalez, Harvey Burstein, Jane Gross, Keith Marks, Ron Starkman, John Caprio, George Gonzalez, George Neary, Ray Breslin, Sarah Dillas Reyes, Mohammed Islam, Paula King, Elizabeth Latone, Tanya Bott, Scott Van Hove, Sean Patrick Bryant, Scott Diffenderfer, Herb Frank, Nikki Goldbeck, David Leeds, Kara Glaser, and those were my Bureau board members. Thank you for your support. And just a few more people to thank. Alicia Casanova, Jonathan Pletzik, Ken Capel, Richard Shalala, John Stimmel, Robert Selsam, Stefan Janay, Glendon Hall, Dr. Alan Jacob, Carmen DeTore, Hortense DeCastro, Valerie Navarette, Beverly Heller, Yale Herskowitz, Mitch Novick, David Geller, Loretta Seraldo, Melissa Beatty, Wayne Roberts, Merle Shama, Laura Cotterett, Jess Davis, Omar Jimenez, Owen Carhart, Raven, Valerie Owen, Amanda Knapp, Tim Johnson, Steve Hawes, Gustavo Brian, Diego Coyola, Scott Needleman, Paul Thomas, Ernesto Orsetti, Johan Moore, Jack Finglass, and there were many others. But all of those folks specifically lifted up their sleeves and were out there and really helped me. Lillian Bravo, thank you so much. Magali as well, thank you so much. Para la comunidad latina que me apoyaron tanto, les doy las gracias. Su embullo, su amor, su amistad, se lo agradezco muchísimo. Yo voy a ser su voz en el ayuntamiento. To my other colleagues on the commission, the election is done. I hope to be a unifying voice and earn your respect. Thank you to the many organizations that endorsed me in this race. The CWA Union, AFSCME Union, AFL-CIO, Miami Beach Fraternal Order of Police, Ruthless, Miami Realtors, SoBeSafe, Equality Florida, SAVE, the Miami Beach Democratic Club. Thank you for believing me in me and trusting me to be your next commissioner. Thank you to all of my donors. Your support helped me to run a strong campaign, and I appreciate what you did for me so much. Public safety was a critical issue with voters during the campaign, and it was very important to me that the Miami Beach Fraternal Order of Police supported me, and different members of the Miami Beach Police Department made themselves available to meet with me at the various departments at different times, including a ride-along with one of the police officers, and I got to learn more, and they answered many questions and resident concerns. I look forward to supporting initiatives on public safety, like the many that Commissioner Stephen Miner has brought forward, so that our residents and visitors feel safe. Resiliency is another important issue, and we have aging infrastructure throughout our city, and there are many projects that are scheduled. Some are funded with the GEO bond, and my thought is to make sure that these projects go and run smoothly. The Venetian has had a project that's been ongoing for many, many years, and no projects should take that long. Another much-needed project began on the Venetian just last week, and it's all important infrastructure stuff that we need to get done. I'm very proud that the first item I'm sponsoring on Wednesday is to reinstate the Ad Hoc Resiliency Committee so that residents will have a voice again on how these projects move forward. Quality of life for our residents was another top issue as I was meeting with the community, and many expressed concerns to me about overdevelopment, and I really want there to be a balance. I will strive for reasonable development and ensure that we have community benefits and that we are reviewing all impacts, not just the project site, but every other neighborhood as well. It's important to bring common sense, and it's a balance that we need to strike for everyone. Education is also something that came up quite often, and I went to meetings with different PTA parents on a variety of things, whether it was funding for their STEAM programs or even being liaisons with the school board on building structure safety. I want to help our schools in any way that I can and ensure that our buildings are safe and our students are safe. Having great schools in our neighborhood definitely brings a positive impact to our community. It's been a challenging year. I lost the love of my life and immediately jumped into a special election to fill his seat. During a governor's year election, with a voter universe of almost triple the size. It was a very hard and surreal experience. I am so honored to all of you for coming out in such large numbers to support me. And I'm really grateful to the people who stepped up to help. Thank you all so much. Happy holidays, and I'm ready to get to work.
Commissioners, we're going to take our picture. Let's all come down. We've got a. And this meeting, thank you all very much for coming. This meeting is adjourned. Yep. Oh, come back. We've got to sit down. All right, hold on, we've got some more remarks. Everybody want to speak?
Yes.
All right, we'll start at the end and move all the way down. Anyone not want to speak?
Where is Laura?
Restrooms. Put that down.
Everybody, please, take your seats because we are not finished yet. We have a few more things to add.
She's in the
restroom. She's coming. Está en el baño.
Yes, we're gonna. Beautiful, as always. Thank you.
I'm sorry?
Is it a jerk?
No, because he did, but we want to...
I appreciate the way you said it.
Because I...
So, yeah. So
okay.
That's what we're doing.
Thank you.
We're going to get a photo.
All right. Commissioner Fernandez, you're recognized, and we'll just go right down the row.
All right. Good morning. It's a wonderful day in Miami Beach, and I want to congratulate my dear friend, Commissioner Dominguez. It's an honor to have you sitting here as our colleague, and it's an honor to see the community come in such large numbers in support of your election as our Group 2 Miami Beach City Commissioner. Our residents, they want a clean, a safe, a resilient, and a beautiful community in which to live in. And I cannot think that there's anyone more qualified than you to be leading with us on those efforts. And so, my dear colleague, I wish you all the best. Thank you for running such a clean campaign worthy of our residents, worthy of our community, worthy of our democracy. And I know you will continue on this dais with that elevated level of civility, of decorum, and a desire to govern with goodness of heart that our community deserves so much. Congratulations.
Welcome to this dais, Commissioner Dominguez. You know, we often hear the term ghost candidate in races or ghost advisors, but in your case, I think there was an angel helping you along the way, and I think his name was Mark Samulin. Actually, when I look around this room, there were about 100 angels helping you along the way. Community activists across Miami Beach came out after a grueling month-long runoff. For those of you who don't know, when nobody gets to 50%, normally there's a 2-week runoff, which is already bad enough. But a one-month-long runoff when nobody really knows about this election can be downright torturous. But Laura just worked so hard, never complained. And neighborhood associations, political activists, they were all behind you. You know, I met Laura and Mark in 2015, and the two of them together never ceased to amaze me. First of all, you were always together. When you were on a phone call, it wasn't just Mark and it wasn't just Laura. It was pretty much always Mark and Laura. You would finish each other's sentences, knock on doors together. And while you were two people, they were really one political machine. You were, who really cared about your constituents. And that was evidenced on December 6th when Laura Dominguez won this with 61% of the vote. It was a verifiable mandate that Laura should take Mark's place. And on election night, in that room, I couldn't have been happier to look around and see the grassroots community activists that made this happen. And I couldn't be happier to have another woman sitting up here on the dais. Laura's election represents an important balance on the Miami Beach Commission, and my hope is that you will bring unity, kindness, understanding, and dignity back to this dais. We must all remember, myself included, that there is strength in civility. English poet Mary Wortley Montagu wrote, "Civility costs nothing, and it buys everything." So congratulations, Laura. I couldn't be happier to serve alongside you or prouder. And let's give it a shot. Thank you.
I'm going to have to start getting used to calling you Commissioner instead of Laura, which I always call you. I'm so proud of you. Before you even probably thought of running for Commissioner, before I ever thought of you running for commissioner, I saw your passion, how much you cared about our city, how much you cared about our residents, and now you're bringing that in a position where you'll be able to really make a difference for everyone. I mentioned this at Mark's celebration of life, but on December 28th, less than a year ago, my wife Shannon and I, and you and Mark, went out for dinner. I didn't even know it was Mark's birthday until Laura kind of whispered it, by the way, it's Mark's birthday tonight. And it's just hard to believe what's happened in a year. I still sometimes can't grasp it. It's just every moment in life is so precious, and we deal with so many important decisions, but we have to really enjoy every moment. But it also made me realize, and I watched you working so hard and realized, and I hope other people realize this too, that you were doing all this while still grieving for someone that you loved so much, and in a different way, I loved him too, and I think a lot of us loved Mark. And I'm glad you mentioned it about the other candidates. It's so hard to be a candidate, especially for people who are running for the first time. You're changing your life. You're putting your whole life now under public scrutiny, and it's a very difficult thing to do. And hopefully we keep it civil. Sometimes it's not, but we really need to. I think our residents are frustrated when we don't in campaigns and otherwise. But what's so important, as you mentioned, our residents came out. Over 20,000 people voted the first time. Over 8,000 people came for a single candidate runoff. I am so proud. I am so proud of our residents. It shows loud and clear our residents are engaged. They care. They're watching. People know what is happening in our city, and they're demanding results from us, and people are watching, and we need to deliver. Laura, sorry, Commissioner Dominguez, thank you. Thank you for your, I see it's going to be tough. Thank you. I'm so proud that you're here, and I look forward to working with you and the rest of our commission.
Commissioner, I too have known you since 2015 when Mark and I were running in that first election. I always found you to be delightful to be around, a good balance to my former colleague, Mark, who I really enjoyed his company, but you always rounded him out really well, and I think that's what you're going to do for this commission is round us out really well. The good news for all of us is you can hit the ground running. I know that you were joined with Mark at the hip, so you know all the issues, you know this community very well, so I think we're going to be very well served with you on this dais. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Commissioner, welcome to the dais. We've known each other for a very long time. I remember the first time we met for a coffee at Panther, right after you'd moved to the area, and you were gracious on that day, and you were gracious today. You're a welcome addition. As Commissioner Miner said, it's really incredible that this community turned out for a runoff with no early election days. 4 weeks after, it's a testament to the residents who felt strongly about seeing you elected. And your margin was large, even larger than mine, I'll have to say. Congratulations. Are a welcome addition, and you know I know you took your oath of civility, and I just want to say Mark was the biggest gentleman that you could meet. I didn't always agree with him on the issues, but he was always a gentleman, always civil, and we strive for that here. Sometimes this is a really hard job, especially when you have differences of opinion and you want to go in one direction and somebody else wants to go in another direction. And it's a tough job, but we have to remain civil. And I'm so happy that you're here, and I'm happy that you're sitting next to me. Welcome. Thank you.
I'll be brief. I spoke a moment ago, but I just... it's been said, but I think it's something that weighs so heavily, is that Mark's loss left a real gaping hole in our commission. He wasn't just civil. And I love and really think civility may be the most important thing we do here, because if you're not civil, then it becomes about a person rather than about the issue. And I think Mark really understood that deeply. And I would watch him really almost with every word try so hard to be polite to everybody, and I thought that was really important. I also thought he intellectually had a capacity that was unusual for someone in local government, not commenting on anyone else, but I'm just saying that he really was a sort of this deep thinker who tried very, very hard to figure things out. I used to always joke to him that I felt like I could see him trying to think harder as issues were coming, because he so wanted to get it right. And I think that is something that I believe you will try to carry on, to try to get it right, to make the right decisions, and to always be civil in the process. This was a unique election, mid-December, no early voting, but our residents showed up, which was a testament to them and a testament to the fact that I think this particular election attracted high-quality candidates. So you should be especially proud of the fact that you bested a group of pretty good residents who, like you, wanted to hold themselves out for public office. So I salute you. I support you. We spoke already about committee assignments. I'm proud to make you the vice chair of the Land Use Committee. I think you're going to be terrific in that call. I'm grateful that you will be assuming Mark's role in the Beacon Council, which I believed was an important role for us to be always raising up our business community. So with that, I think we've all spoken, but we all want you to know, I think you get the theme. We're for you. We're with you. We want to be a better commission because of you. And with that, we're going to do our traditional picture, because we now have a new commission. Thank you all for coming.